We have an update now on a computer virus attack that's apparently aimed at Iran. The virus is dubbed the Stuxnet worm, and it infected staff computers at an Iranian nuclear power plant. Today, a senior Iranian official said the attack is ongoing and that it's wreaking further havoc on computerized industrial equipment in Iran. Jonathan Fildes is a technology reporter with BBC News. Jonathan, what does this worm do?
Well, I think we're all familiar with viruses that affect PCs. You know, they cause things to slow down, they send out spam, or they cause those annoying pop-up messages. This one is completely different. It's the first worm designed to target real-world infrastructure. That is, you know, it affects power stations, water plants, possibly industrial units, and it affects the operation of the machinery at those.
So what does that mean in practice? Can it make a machine do something it wouldn't ordinarily do?
That is the suspicion. It's an incredibly sophisticated piece of code. It infects a series of computers. It then goes looking for a particular configuration of industrial machinery made by the German manufacturer Siemens. And it looks for that. And when it gets there, it seemingly can affect the operation of that. So it may be changing, you know, the security system. It may be changing the cooling processes. We don't actually know at the moment.
When it takes control of a particular operation or of a control system, can it ramp it up? I mean, if we're talking about a nuclear power plant, what kind of effect could it have? And do we know if it's had any effect as yet?
In terms of whether it can actually change operations of machinery, researchers are pretty sure that it can do. In what way it affects those, they still don't know. So what they're hoping is that their analysis, which a couple of them are publishing this week, they're hoping that other researchers will seize on that, will start to look at it and work out precisely what configuration of industrial software it is targeting. And then they should be able to reverse engineer that and work out precisely what it can affect and what kind of havoc it may be able to wreak.
And then can they back up and look at its genesis, where it came from?
The consistent answer to that question that I've had is that it's likely we will never know who has written this. What a lot of researchers have told me is, you know, it was a very big project. It was very well planned. It was clearly very well funded. And, you know, the suspicion is that it could have been targeting something to do with Iran's nuclear program.
Do you know, Jonathan, if systems in all countries could be vulnerable to this sort of thing?
I mean, absolutely. It's spread around the world. The main places that we see infections are in Iran, which has over 60% of the global infections known. And we also see massive infections in India, in Indonesia, in Pakistan. So it clearly has begun to spread. Siemens themselves say that they've seen infections in Germany. It's likely that a lot of countries and a lot of industrial plants have been infected with this. But that's not to cause alarm. As I said right at the beginning, this worm is targeting a specific configuration of industrial machinery. And if it doesn't find that on the system, it's effectively benign. So it might have infected thousands of machines around the world, but it may have only just been targeting one or two or even three. And if it's not found those yet, it actually won't have launched its payload yet, and it won't have actually caused any harm.
All right. Thank you very much, Jonathan Fildes, technology reporter with the BBC, talking about the Stuxnet worm that has infected staff computers in Iran. Thank you again.
Thank you.